In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the second parak of Masech Tehoriot. The Mishnah begins, Ein chayvim ela al helem bevarim shigagat maaseh, v'chen ha-mashiach. So Mishnah says, when it comes to Beit Din that ruled in error regarding a detail related to our omission that is punishable with karet, that there would only be chayev, meaning they'd only have to bring this korban of the paralem devar shizibur, if it was helem devar im shigagat maaseh, which means that they made a mistake regarding the ruling, and also that Am Yisrael, meaning the Kal, followed it by mistake, meaning they simply followed this ruling, thinking it was correct. And that is also true, as we've already explained, when it comes to V'chen Mashiach, the special korban, the situation of a Kohen Gadol that has been anointed with anointing oil. And that is also true, the Mishnah says, V'lo b'avodah zarah. That is also true when it comes to a prohibition related to idol worship. Ein chayvim, that the Beitim would only have to bring korban, if el al helem davar im shigagat maaseh, that if they made a mistake with the ruling, and all of Am Yisrael violated the prohibition in error by following this ruling. And Mishnah continues, Ein beit din chayvim ad shu b'davar shedino karet v'shigato chatat. Now this is important, because it's not just any prohibition that's punishable by karet, but it's those prohibitions that if they're violated by mistake, under normal circumstances, one would have to bring a korban chatat, a sin offering. And that, for example, would exclude a detail regarding a brit milah or a korban pesach, because these are mitzvah asei, positive mitzvahs that are punishable with karet. But if someone inadvertently didn't fulfill this mitzvah asei, they would not bring a korban chatat. There are other examples of this as well, other mitzvot, but it's really important here that the requirement is its prohibition is punishable with karet, and if it was violated by mistake, that'd have to be a korban chatat. Let's continue. V'chen ha-mashiach, that'll be true also when it comes to the ruling of this Kohen Gadol. Finally, v'lo b'avodah zarah, likewise when it comes to idol worship as well, ad shiru, that would only be regarding a detail or related to avodah zarah, al davar shezino karet v'shigagoto chatat. In other words, violating would be punished with karet, and if he did so by mistake, you'd have to bring a sin offering as well. Let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Ein chayvim al aseh v'lo alot aseh shebemigdash. When it comes to the Beit Din and the laws of paralem davar shel tzibur, that does not apply to positive and negative prohibitions or mitzvot related to the Beit HaMikdash. What are these positive and negative? The positive mitzvah is if someone is tameh, they have to leave the Beit HaMikdash in the quickest possible route. That says, V'shalchum in Mechane, you've got to send out from the camp called Tzaruv v'Kolzav, V'chol Tameh Nefesh. In other words, if Beit Din made a mistake regarding this ruling, and they said you don't have to go, for example, the fastest way, or regarding a lotaseh, meaning you're not allowed to enter in a state of Tumah, and they made an error, they would not have to ring Palem Devar Shetzibur. Why? Because in normal circumstances, if it wasn't related to a ruling, but someone inadvertently made this error, they wouldn't bring a Korban Chatat. They'd bring another offering, as we've learned back in Masechta Shavuot, there's being this Korban Olevi Ored, which is a Korban that, if you remember, what one brings varies with their financial standings. So therefore, it doesn't fit this requirement that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that it's only the prohibitions that if violated by mistake, one would bring a Korban Chatat. Similarly, Ve'ein Mevim Asham Talui. Now, an asham talui is a special offering, a guilt offering, that is brought in a situation where one has a doubt whether they violated a prohibition that is punishable with karet, and if they did so by mistake, they would have to bring a korban chatat. So the Mishnah is saying that when it comes to this aseh and lot aseh b'mikdash, they wouldn't bring in mavim asham talui al aseh v'al lot aseh b'mikdash. Why? Because the asham talui is the offering that is brought, as we already explained, in case of doubt regarding that if they knew they made this file this prohibition by mistake, they would bring a chatat. However, as we've just explained, when it comes to an aseh lo taseh shebemikdash, that if they knew they violated this prohibition by mistake, they would not bring a chatat. They would bring a korban or levi ored. Let's continue. Aval chayvim al aseh velo taseh shebenida. One would bring if the Beit Din made a mistaken ruling related to a prohibition of nida. That's a prohibition of having a relationship with a woman who is in a state of nida on both the positive and the negative mitzvahs related to it. Umevi'in asham talui, and likewise, if someone had a safek, a doubt, an individual had a doubt whether they violated this prohibition, then they'd also bring this asham talui, al aseh v'lo taseh shenida. Mishnah asks, Ezim hi mitzvat aseh shebenida? What's the mitzvah, positive mitzvah related to a nida? That's poresh min a nida. That is for an individual, we explain this back in Masechta Shavuot also, in Perek Bet Mishnah Daled, that if someone's in the middle of having relations, man's having relations with his wife, and his wife says, nitmeti, I'm a nida, then if you remember the Mishnah, we said he's not meant to separate immediately. He's meant to wait till he's relaxed, such that the separation won't give him enjoyment. So in that situation, if, for example, Chachamim mistakenly ruled that you're meant to separate straight away, that would qualify as an aseh shebenida, that, for example, the Beit Din ruled regarding this set of halim da'avat shetzibur, and if it was an individual living in Sham Taloi, what's a mitzvah lotase? What's a negative prohibition? That's more understood. That is lotavo el nida. That's a prohibition of having relations with a nida. Now, the truth is, why we bring an example of nida, really it applies to all prohibitions, both these laws regarding paralel da'avat shetzibur and Hashem Taloi, all prohibitions of punishable by karet, that if one violates by mistake, they'd have to bring a korban chatat. The reason is because, explained to Yankati, the case of Nida seems to parallel that case that we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah of Mikdash. Whereas just in the Beis Mikdash, there's a positive and negative mitzvah regarding it being in a state of Tumah inside the Beis Mikdash, either entering or having to leave. So too, we find a positive and negative mitzvah relating to a Nida regarding the entry and exit. We'll leave that there. So, and those are the Mishnah today.